KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's 370 pages long and comes with a $118 billion price tag. The border bill, negotiated by a small group of Senate Democrats and Republicans, being declared dead on arrival in the House by Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the House has its own proposal, one that would really secure the border, adding that the Senate bill is even worse than feared. And until the border is secure, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that he and his fellow GOP governors must step up to the plate.
We are banding together to fight to ensure that we will be able to maintain our constitutional guarantee that states will be able to defend against any type of imminent danger or an invasion.
Abbott, flanked by 13 fellow Republican governors at Eagle Pass yesterday, Abbott writes on X, "President Biden, it is your turn now to enforce the law and secure the border." Also at SRNNews.com, by tomorrow, parts of California could get up to 6 months' worth of rain, a second atmospheric river presenting the danger of life-threatening flooding, mudslides, damaging winds, and widespread power outages. Wall Street futures have been in the red so far this morning. That's despite the Federal Reserve Chairman saying that he still anticipates several interest rate cuts this year.
Interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he thinks the economy is in a good place and there's no sign of a recession on the horizon. As a result, Powell said the Fed remains on track to cut interest rates 3 times this year. He suggested March might be too soon for a rate cut, leading economists to think the first cut is likely to come in May or June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the Dow futures are down 98 points, NASDAQ futures off 16 points. This is SRN News. Who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege. For nearly 8 months, LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. There's also been some vandalism. He opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry, which supports Denver's homeless people. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's oldest Native American school teetering on the edge of extinction.
Officials say poor financial decisions and inconsistent leadership threaten what was once a haven for indigenous academics. There are no students this semester at Bacone College in Muskogee. Spring courses suspended after a lawsuit crippled the school's finances. The property has been put up for sale twice to settle its debts, most recently in December, but both auctions were called off. Litigation is pending, and it's unclear what may happen next. Jason Walker reporting.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms that he is weighing a possible dismissal of the country's top military officer. This comes as Ukraine grapples with ammo and personnel shortages following a failed summer offensive. More details, SRNNews.com.